Blanton Buccaneer Baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Bucs game against Coastal Bend is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is brought to you by Plan North Architecture, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, and J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go out to field with your host Doug Brown and Kevin Bossy after these words from our sponsors.
Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
That's the inside. We're the local ready.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
All right, and hello, everybody. We welcome you out to Leroy Dreyer Field on a Saturday afternoon, where we've got doubleheader baseball for you as the Blinn Buccaneers take on the Coastal Bend Cougars. I'm Doug Brown, and joined here this afternoon by Kevin Bossy. And, Kevin, this Blinn Buccaneer team has really been red hot lately.
Yes, they've got on a roll. I guess they would, you could somewhat say we have kind of a slow start up to our Blinn standards, but the team's really come along. Here in the last first part of the conference play in the last 15 games for sure.
They certainly have in this series alone. The first two games, they've had a pair of run rule victories over Coastal Bend. Took care of business here on Tuesday and then went down on Thursday and played a little home run derby down there, hitting six home runs in one game.
Yes, that was a big day down in Coastal Bend. I think the wind was blowing out that day, and We're blessed with a jet stream blowing straight out today, too. So it'll be interesting to see if we can top that six home runs or not.
Yeah, and after the starter in that game, Caden Ferraro kind of struggled a little bit. And Jake Kolkhorst really came in and slammed the door on Coastal Bend with five strong innings.
Yes, I think from what it looked like I said, Jake was around the plate throwing strikes. Pitching to some contact, getting strikeouts, and main thing, just throwing strikes, not letting free people get on base. And when that happens, good things happen, typically.
Yeah, it certainly does, and we've got more to come here on the pregame show. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Blinn Buccaneer Clay shootout, which just occurred yesterday. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, as we come back here to Leroy Dreyer Field and Doug Brown along with Kevin Bossy. And Kevin, of course, yesterday you guys had the big Buccaneer Clay shootout, which has become an annual event. And, of course, it's a big fundraiser for the Blinn College Athletic Department. And I understand y'all had a huge day yesterday.
Yeah, it was a long day. We got out there. We had three flights. Most volunteers and everybody got out there about 6:30 this morning, or 6:30 in the morning. We ended up wrapping it up about 7 o'clock with the three flights we had going out. It was certainly a long day, but a great day to get to see everybody and just in general, right, for Blinn College, getting to promote everything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in promoting the college and also raising money, of course, for the athletic department. And especially with travel expenses and equipment and all sorts of those things, the money raised from this annual event really helps them out.
Yeah, no, certainly so. Everything we raise goes directly back to Blinn College and Blinn Athletics. And again, I think this was our biggest one we've had yet as far as just total net money coming in. I think they said anywhere, they were estimating yesterday between 130 and 140,000. So,
that is our biggest
event. You know, we do have a number of expenses that go with that, including
right.
with your food and the rental of the facility and everything. But no, I think at the end of the day, we will certainly have money to, by all means, give back.
That's great to hear, and I know you guys, of course, thank the community for all their support. Couldn't do it without them.
No, without our sponsors. I mean, with the sponsorships we have from both all the Brenham people, Brenham and Washington County area, number of sponsors from Brazos County, Brazos Valley as well. Like I said, it continues to get bigger and more sponsors coming in, which – Like I said, a number of 60-plus teams coming to the event, so certainly a full day of a wonderful time.
Certainly was, and that's good to hear. And, of course, we'll be back again for that next year. Meanwhile, we'll get more here on the pregame. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agent. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Throw on your Bucks gear and get ready to cheer. Citizen State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too. Because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your pride alongside of us during the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball games. Citizen State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
All right, as we come back here to Leroy Dreyer Field, we are counting down to the start of our doubleheader this afternoon between the Blinn Buccaneers and the Coastal Bend Cougars. And now it's time to take a look at our starting lineups, and those are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the visiting Coastal Bend Cougars, they'll be leading off with the left fielder, Tyler Mills. Batting second will be the second baseman, Harold Laraquente. Batting third, first baseman, Derek Ruiz. Batting fourth will be the third baseman, Eduardo Sines. Batting fifth, the catcher, Roberto Olguin. Batting sixth, right fielder, Nick Reyes. Batting seventh will be the shortstop, Dylan Hummel. Batting eighth will be the center fielder, Derek Hernandez. And batting ninth will be the designated hitter, Jackson Mobley. Mobley's going to be hitting for the pitcher, Marley Bernal. And now for your Blinn Buccaneers starting lineup. And it'll be Tanner Reeves leading things off, playing right field. Batting second, center fielder, Brandon Bishop. Batting third will be the second baseman, Connor McGinnis. Batting fourth will be the third baseman, Cade Climie. Batting fifth, designated hitter, Caden Ferraro. Batting sixth will be the left fielder, Marshall Lipsy. Batting seventh will be the shortstop, Tony Bernars. Batting eighth, first baseman, Coy DeFury. And batting ninth will be the catcher, Ethan Gonzalez. And doing the pitching for the Buccaneers this afternoon will be Lucas Davenport. And that's a look at your starting lineups. And when we come back, we'll take a look at your game time weather report after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including full service design and planning of workspaces, learning environments, and worship spaces. Celebrating 10 years in business, Plan North is dedicated to the innovative and economical design in and around Washington County. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
And back we go as they're introducing the Buccaneers out here on the field. And let's go down and pick that up.
Batting 7, the shortstop, number 4, Tommy Bernard. Batting 8, the first baseman, number 17, Corey DeFury. From batting 9, the catcher, number 31, Ethan Gonzalez.
All right, and they're still having the coaches conference, so we haven't gone to the national anthem yet. So while they're doing that, let's go ahead and get our, well, just broke up, so let's pick up our national anthem next.
At this time, we ask that you please rise and face the flag and center field for the playing of our national anthem.
And it's time for Buccaneer Baseball, and we're going to take one more break, and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
And as we come back here, it's time now for our Game Time Weather Update that's sponsored by, ironically, Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit their website at blinn.edu. And right now here in Brenham, we've got 81 degrees, and it is a windy day here at the ballpark, 20-mile-an-hour wind blowing. And we are scheduled for cloudy conditions, and it was sunshine. Well, I guess partly cloudy is what we'd call it out here. And sunset tonight scheduled for 7:47, so plenty of daylight in order to get these two games in. And looks like it's going to get down to 67 during the overnight hours. Tomorrow, good, but then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we got a shot at rain all 3 days. And that is a look at your Game Time Weather Update. And that is going to do it for the pregame show. And let's go ahead and send you back to the studios, and let's hear one more time from our sponsors.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
All right. And Lucas Davenport heading to the hill. Tall right-hander. Stands in there, 6'6", redshirt freshman out of Prosper, Texas. And he'll be working to Ethan Gonzalez behind the plate, right side of the infield. You got Coy DeFury at first, Connor McGinnis at second, left side Tony Bernard at short, Kate Climby at third, into the outfield Brandon Bishop at center, flanked in right by Tanner Reeves, and in left by Marshall Lipsy. And we'll see Kevin, we were mentioning during the weather update, 20-mile-an-hour wind blowing. We'll see that play some havoc with the fielders today.
Yeah, I think it could play havoc with the fielders, certainly with the pitchers if they go to walking people and people come up behind them and getting it up in the jet stream. So we will see about that. Could put up some big numbers today.
And this is game one of a doubleheader, and we'll have both games for you here today. Yeah. And Davenport working on his warm-up tosses. Fans still filing in. If you're looking for something to do here on a Saturday afternoon, come on out to the ballpark. As we always like to say over here at Leroy Drive Field, there's not a bad place anywhere here to watch a game.
No, it's a wonderful facility with the upgrades that the college did and invested in the field last year. It's one of the nicest, if not the best, junior college facility in the country.
Yeah. If there's one better, I haven't seen it.
Exactly.
Buccaneers dressed down in the white uniforms, blue letters and numbers. Coastal Bend going in the powdered blue uniforms today.
Moving on, we're talking the first for Coastal Bend. The left fielder number five, Tyler Mills.
And Tyler Mills, the first batter of the afternoon to face Davenport. Mills, a sophomore out of Sweeney, Texas. Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. The first pitch of the game is swung on a miss, 0-1.
Always good to start out with a breaking ball for a strike, first pitch of the game.
And Davenport ready for the next pitch. And that time down low, and it's 1-1. Next pitch to Mills. And there for a strike, another good pitch, and it's 1-2. And strike three called, and Davenport starts it with a K.
I'm not sure exactly what Mills was looking for there, but that was... not the pitch you want to be taking with two strikes.
Yeah. And Harold Laraquinte, the batter, and he is a freshman out of Ponce, Puerto Rico. And he takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Davenport brings this one back up over the middle. And right over there is Bernard's, the shortstop. Throws on to DeFury at first, and that's two quick outs. And Tony making that one look easy.
Not sure
what. Wait, what?
I'm not sure what happened here. I believe what he's calling is
the throw, pull him off the bag, man?
No, I think what they're doing is they're saying it's catcher's interference. It's the only thing I can think of.
Oh,
there.
Okay. That would be the only thing.
He was out for sure. I don't think he came off the bag, so it had to be catcher's interference.
Okay. That's something you don't see very often. And Derek Ruiz, the batter, you know. And next pitch from Davenport is taken for a strike. And it's a 1-on-1 out. Ruiz, he's a freshman at Eagle Pass, Texas. And that one outside of ball. 2-1 count now. And this one, a ground ball in the hole. Bernard's got past him. He tried to knock it down, and it's going to go into left field.
Yeah, that was a tough play for Tony, going to his right, and then the hop one, the best of all. If anything,
yeah,
he was going to have a hard throw to first base. The chances possibly could throw it away, and got to move third, so probably best thing happened there.
And that's going to bring up Eduardo Sines.
Keep getting ground balls, we'll get this double play and hopefully be out of this inning.
And signs a sophomore out of Laredo. Pitch is outside for a ball and a 1-0 count. Down low ball. It's one thing I miss, because even though I know it's been a few years since they last had a program, but when we used to play Laredo every year.
Yeah, the days of the Laredos and the, I guess, UT Southmost, which was down in Brownsville.
Yeah.
Yes, they no longer do the baseball, so
and,
Coastal Bend did pick that up.
And that one ground ball to second. They're going to go to one and over to first. Double play. 4-6-3 to retire the side. And in the inning, no runs, one hit, one error, and two left on, or no, one left on, and we go to the bottom of the first. Coastal Bend nothing. Buccaneers coming into bat back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction. Time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right, as we come back here, it's Marley Bernal out on the mound for the Coastal Bend Cougars. We're working to Roberto Olguin behind the plate, right side of the infield, Derek Ruiz at first, Harold Laraquente at second, left side, Dylan Hummel at short. Eduardo signs at third into the outfield. Sterrick Hernandez in center, flanked in right by Nick Reyes, and in left by Tyler Mills. And they'll be looking at the top three hitters in the Buccaneer batting order: Tanner Reeves, Brandon Bishop, and Connor McGinnis.
Doug, I'm not sure where they're at in Coastal Bend's pitching order, but if I remember last time the Bucks did play this, this was one of their top pitchers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it could be. They were saving him for today.
Tall right-hander.
Yeah.
Looks like he got kind of a lower arm slot. So
yeah.
Trying to throw a sweeping-looking slider.
Yeah, just kind of look at him out on the hill. Kind of reminds me of Christian Javier for the Astros.
Yeah, it's kind of tall, lanky. See how he approaches our left-handed hitting lineup.
And Tanner Reeves to lead it off here. Reeves, a sophomore out of Bonham, Texas. As Kevin said, left-hand batter facing the right-hand pitcher. And that one inside and gets away from the catcher all the way to the backstop. So it's a 1-0 count. And next pitch is a strike, 1-1.
Looks like they're going to continue to try to go in on it.
Swung on and missed. Good fastball there.
Yeah, that fastball was on the outside half of the plate, but a great pitch. Made Chandler chase it.
And 1-2 to Reeves. And he's going to send that one out to center. And over there and making the grab is Hernandez for out number one.
Tanner did a good job putting the bat on the ball. Hit it hard.
And
got to hit. Next time, like I said, sometimes those go to right two guys, sometimes they fall.
Yep. And Brandon Bishop, the batter now. Bishop is a redshirt sophomore out of College Station.
Yep. Remember Brandon from the high school days? We played against him many of the days while he was at A&M Consolidated.
Yep.
He's sees that the third baseman playing back, so he squares around and shows bunt.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that he's always been good at, is finding a way to get on base.
Yes, Brandon can run pretty good, so speed can always help.
Yep, swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. And ground ball to short. Throw to first, and that's two quick outs. And now that'll bring up Connor McGinnis.
Second baseman,
number 16,
Connor McGinnis.
And McGinnis, a redshirt sophomore out of Frisco, Texas.
Yes, Connor's been hitting the ball all year round. He's fun to watch. He's good. He really puts the ball in play and can run as well.
And that one fouled away, and it's 0-1. Next pitch coming, and he's going to send this one out to center. Back goes Hernandez, and makes the grab to retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. And we head to the top of the second inning. No score here from Leroy Dreyer Field. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And back we go here as Davenport gets ready for his next inning of work. He'll be looking at Olguin, Reyes, and Humble. And nice to see our board president, Jim Colcorst, here at the ballpark today.
Mr. Jerry Kiki just walked by saying hello to everybody.
As Tommy likes to call him, the commissioner of Brenham Baseball.
Commissioner of all of Brenham Baseball.
And pitches a ball, 1-0. And next pitch up high, and it's 2-0.
Jerry was out manning the kitchen yesterday, helping out, get serving and cleaning and doing everything else on the cooking side.
Good deal. And that one fouled away by Olguin. Olguin, the sophomore out of Corpus Christi. And strike called, and it's 2-2.
Lucas is working down today, which is a good thing. He's got this big, tall six player, so he's got that downhill.
Yep. And that one, ground ball to third. Climb me up with it. He'll throw across to DeFury, and that is one away.
Continues to get his ground balls, so as long as we're doing that, we're doing the right thing.
And Nick Reyes, the batter. And Reyes, sophomore, also out of that Corpus Christi area. And pitch outside for a ball. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. And strike call, 1-2.
Yeah, it was back-to-back fastballs there. Let's see what he comes back on with the 1-2 count.
And that one over to second. And McGinnis throwing it first. And that's two away.
Another ground ball out for Lucas.
And that'll bring up Dylan Humble, the shortstop now. And this Humble, sophomore out of San Antonio. And next pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1.
Doug, one thing you notice in the lineups, right, is not many freshmen.
Yeah, I noticed that. They got a heavy sophomore lineup at Coastal Bend this year.
Both and Coastal Bend and Blinn, and just Blinn, yeah. Just college baseball in general is all about age these days.
Yeah.
It's tough for a true freshman to come in and really have significant contributions on teams. There are some that do it, but
And Gonzalez, the catcher, shook it up a little bit on that last pitch, and the umpire went out and talked to Davenport for a little bit, buy him some extra time, which is always good. I like when umpires do that, kind of help the players out.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the rule of baseball that the catcher helps out the umpire when the umpire gets one to the face or the chest or in the leg, and vice versa, the umpire will help out the catcher.
Yeah. And it's a 1-2. And strike 3 called, and that will retire the side. And so that's in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And that is a 3-3 inning. 3-3, what a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. And back with the we're still scoreless here. Back with the bottom half of the second inning after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South. Large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
All right, as we come back here, and it will be Cade Climbing to lead things off. And it'll be followed by Caden Ferraro and Marshall Lipsy.
Cade is certainly one that's come around. He's been hitting home runs just about every game. I think he hit two on Thursday.
Yeah, he sure did. Pair of two-run homers in that game.
Sure, they're going to try to pitch around him. I know he's leading off this inning, but start him off with a breaking ball.
Climbing a sophomore out of Cady. And Bernal ready. And he sends this one, a little flare out into right center, and that is going to drop. And Climby's aboard with the first hit for the Buccaneers this afternoon.
Maybe that'll get us started off. Like I said, it was a little bit of a flare off the end of the bat. It falls. The two line drives we hit in the first inning get caught by the center fielder. So.
And now it's going to bring up Caden Ferraro, a freshman out of Pearland, Texas.
Yeah, Caden's kind of settled in into that DH role the last, I guess, after the first 8-10 games of the season. Huh?
And one of a few that even when he pitches, he still stays in as the DH.
Yes.
And the pitch is about 1-0.
Caden is one that typically will go with the ball, so throw him in and he'll hit it to right field. Throw him outside, he'll take it. He's not afraid to take it to left.
And next pitch taken for a ball. As a 2-0 count, and by the this is game one of this doubleheader. This will be the 7-inning game, and then the second game will be a 9-inning game. And next pitch is taken for a ball, and it's 3-0. Runner first, nobody out here in the bottom of the second. And next pitch is taken for a strike. 3-1 now on Ferraro with Marshall Lipsy waiting on deck.
Yeah, Doug, if you look at the right fielder, he's got his back against the wall almost. Left fielder's playing somewhat what I would say in, and that ball's up.
And Sky out to center. Hernandez going back and catches it just in front of the wall for out number one.
See that he did not get all of that ball, but it carried quite a bit back against the wall. So,
and that will bring up Marshall Lipsy. Lipsy, a sophomore at Longview, was a big part of that run to the national tournament last year.
Yes, he was a big part of the Glenn lineup last year. I think he was batting lead off for most of the year.
And throw over and back in safely is climbing. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And in there for a strike. And it's quickly 0-2 on Lipsy.
Yeah, you could hear the fans moan a little bit. That ball was a little bit up, it looked like, and in. Kind of that sweep and slider again. Not somewhere the pitcher wants to live.
And no. And next pitch in there for a ball. 2-2.
We have to start swinging at that. They can hit that one a long way.
And next one, a pie. And it's 2-2.
Catcher asking where that one was. It looked like it was a little bit outside off the plate. Where the other one, he got the call that was on the inside part.
Yep.
Catcher wanted that same call that time.
And let's see, smacks that one. And that is going to be up against the fence. And rounding third, coming home is Climby, and it's going to be a stand-up RBI double from Marshall Lipsy.
Marshall did exactly what he needed to do. Ball on the outer half of the plate. He goes the opposite way and between the center fielder and the left fielder to the wall.
And as Tony Bernard comes up, want to let you know that Kate Climby has just made the first run of the ball game, and the first run of the ball game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and finances today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And on the first pitch swinging, Bernard is with a base hit, and that'll put runners at the corners now for Coy DeFury.
Yeah, I don't think Marshall saw that ball quite off the bat like he said. I thought he would have scored on that. He took a minute to get going, make sure it got past first baseman. But we're in good shape here with Coy coming up. Runners on first and third.
And 1-0 lead here for the Bucks. Bernardo Bernal gets the sign off third to first. Back in usually is Vernars. And Coy to Fury is sophomore out of Melissa, Texas. And Bernard's, by the way, from Coppell, Texas.
Coy with another piece of the long run last year.
Yeah.
Buccaneers.
And off to a good start again this year. And throw over back in safely, Bernard's.
Yeah, Coy's got kind of a simple, quiet swing. He seems, one thing I always noticed about him, when he puts the ball on the barrel, he hits it pretty hard.
Yep. And he also had a home run in that game Thursday when they were down in Beeville. And Bernard takes off. He'll steal second. And this one, a high pop, and that is going to go back behind us.
Not sure where that was going. It's come back and hit us.
And two balls and a strike.
Try to pick at second.
Yeah, the second baseman in there kind of trying to sneak in there, and that one's high. Ball three. Only one out in the inning. They do have a base open. And ball four, and DeFury draws the walk. And so that'll load the bases now for Ethan Gonzalez. Ethan, a freshman out of San Antonio.
Pitching coach for Coastal Bend coming out to have a conversation with the pitcher. I'm sure this conversation is going to go not today to start walking, guys.
Yeah.
I understand there are going to be some runs scored, but let's not give them free runs by free passes. Make them get the ball. You know, Ethan's coming up, right? He's one of the only, what I would say, true freshmen really getting a significant amount of playing time for the Bucks this year.
Yeah, and he's done a good job with handling the pitching staff as well.
Yeah, he has. Once he kind of settled in that catching position, he's been catching the majority of the games lately.
We're in the bottom of the second. Bucks lead it 1-0. Base is loaded here.
Looking for Ethan to put a ball out in the outfield, fly ball, get a run in. Base hit more than like a score two.
And pitches in there for a strike in its own one. Yeah, that one, he's going to go foul.
Yeah, he threw back-to-back breaking balls there. Guessing he's going to either come up with a high fastball here or go back to that breaking ball and try to get the out quick.
And 0-2 count now on Gonzalez with a leadoff man Reeves due up next. And strike three called.
Yeah, good pitch by the pitcher. He executed. We as the Buccaneers need to at least put a bat on the ball and try to foul it off, if anything, here.
And that'll be up to Tanner Reeves to try to add to this Buccaneer lead. Reeves flew out to center field the first time around. And next pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, Doug Tanner was one that had a huge role in our World Series run last year.
Yes, he did.
He had an incredible year.
And this one sent out to center again, and it's going to be caught for out number three. As center fielder catches it just in front of the wall. So in the inning for the Buccaneers, they do come up with one run, three hits. There were no errors. Bases left loaded. And we go to the top of the third inning. Glenn leads it 1-0 over Coastal Bend. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin, for the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Bosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
As we come back here, Davenport on for his third inning of work. He'll be looking at Derek Hernandez, Jackson Mobley, and then back to the top of the Coastal Bend order with Tyler Mills. Buccaneers lead this 1-0. Doug Brown and Kevin Bossy with you from Leroy Dreyer Field. Bucks trying to, they've won the first two games of the series already.
Leading off the top of the third, Coastal Bend center fielder, number 7, Derek Hernandez.
And going for the sweep today. As Derek Hernandez, the center fielder, comes up. Hernandez, sophomore out of Corpus Christi. Left-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher, Davenport. And, wow.
Man, that looked like a good pitch.
That's what I was fixing to say. It looked pretty good from up here.
Had to be on the outside, if off the plate, if anything.
And this one, a shot to first. And DeFury will pick it up and run to the bag himself. And that is out number one. And Jackson Mobley, the batter.
Lucas continues to do a good job of throwing it around the plate and making them put it in play and getting a lot of ground balls here.
And Mobley, a freshman out of Houston. And pitch swung on and missed. It's 0-1.
Another first pitch strike. That was a fastball. He's been starting out a lot of hitters with the breaking ball.
And next pitch from Davenport. Wow, that's another one that was just looked pretty good. Just couldn't get the call there from the home plate umpire. And breaking ball swung out and missed, and it's 1-2. And that one swung on, and that's going to be fouled over to the right side. Holding the count at 1-2. And this chopper to third. Climby got a hurry, high throw, and DeFury got it. What a play. He reached up, grabbed it, and pulled down and tagged the runner as he was going by.
Yeah, it was a tough play by Cade. He saw that was a high, high hop. He had to get on, get the throw. Came, pulled DeFury a little bit off the bag, but he came down and made the tag. Is this back to their leadoff spot, Doug?
Yes, it is, Tyler Mills. the way those guys jumped on the last play, Schumacher's probably wondering why they didn't try out for basketball, too. And this one, another slow roller to first, and Davenport picks it up.
He dropped it.
And that'll be an error.
Yeah, that's kind of one of those in-betweens. I guess you do all the PFPs and everything else, but in that case, Davenport just did not, I don't know. It seems like that was a tough play all around.
Davenport and DeFury were both going for it, and there was nobody there to cover the bag, and so Davenport tried to scoop it and go to the bag himself, but wasn't able to get the handle on it. And that'll bring up Harold Lariquente. And this one, a chopper back to the pitcher, and Davenport will flip to DeFury, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the third, and Buccaneers lead it 1-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552 for clean, affordable toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques. 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmont Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
All right, as we come back here to the bottom of the third inning, time now for our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. And if a Buccaneer hits a home run this inning, it'll be worth $70 worth of gasoline. If a Buccaneer hits a double or triple, it'll be worth a rack of ribs from our good friends at Nathan's Barbecue. And we've got Brandon Bishop starting things off. And our first contestant going to be Coach Lonnie Myers is going to be our first one up here this afternoon. Bishop grounded to short his first time around. And pitches up high from Bernal.
Yeah, Doug, going to be interesting this inning. Everybody, all our hitters have now seen pitcher here one time through the lineup. So second go around, hopefully get some more balls to fall.
And next pitch is a strike. And next pitch outside. And it's 2-1. And Bishop fouls that one back into the screen. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. And next pitch, just missing outside of ball. And Buccaneer Food Store is your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit galaches. And inside, ball 4, and Bishop draws the leadoff walk. And that'll bring up Connor McGinnis. And Connor is going to be hitting for Kevin Finke.
Have a good feeling Connor's going to put some good.
Flew out to center field last time up, hit into the deepest part of the park, and it's an 0-1 his first go around.
Yeah, he squared it up and hit it right to the center fielder, so hopefully we can get us find a hole here.
Yeah. And remember, Kevin, if you do win the ribs this inning, you got to make sure you split them with Anna. Throw over.
Hopefully we can win him the gas and he can go in and get some ribs as well.
There you go. Now you're thinking. And a pot for a ball.
Pitcher's not able to land that breaking ball like he had in previous innings. See if he starts moving towards the fastball.
And that one up high, and it's 2-1.
It seems like he's getting underneath it, and it's kind of going up on him.
And that one is going to be ground ball to second. They're going to go to short for one, relay to first. And it's a double play, 4-6-3. Well, sorry, Kevin, we tried there. Let's see, next up we got Cade Climie.
Yeah, that was a tough one. When actually, shortstop made a great play. Second base makes a great play, and the shortstop spins around and throws him out.
And so Cade is going to be hitting for Alyssa Arnold. And so, Alyssa, you're up next here in the home run inning. And the first pitch to Climie is taken for a ball. And also, don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders, stuffed baked potatoes, barbecue sandwiches. I also recommend their hamburgers. They've got really good burgers over there as well. And Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. Proud supporter of area sports. And that pitch is taken for a ball, and it's 3-0. And also remember their motto, ain't no fib about their rib. And strike call.
I don't think they want to give him, after hitting two home runs in the last game, they don't want to give him anything exactly across
and
the plate.
Try to check his swing. Appeal to the first, and first base umpire says no swing.
Two outs and a base open. So.
And a walk to Climie. That'll bring up Caden Ferraro. And Caden is going to be batting for Gage Kamich. And pitch is fouled away. Remember, it's $70 worth of gasoline. If we don't get a winner, then the second game we bump it up to $80.
That sweeping slider right there up in the zone looked fat for him, and he wanted it. Just missed it.
And next pitch, taken for a ball. Ferraro flew at center his first time up. Runner goes down in the dirt, and a stolen base there for Climie.
Yeah, Climie saw something there. He had a big jump. I don't know if it was necessarily a steal on, but he saw something with the pitcher.
And pitches up high ball. And it's 3-1. And so Bernal now in danger of walking his third batter of the inning. And that really makes that double play look huge now, Kevin.
Yeah. Like I said, we said earlier today, I mean, I guess good things can happen when you make them hit the ball and they get the double play. But the walks at the end of the day is going to end up hurting you in the long run.
And throw it back.
Climbing. I don't think he'll be stealing third here unless the ball would get in the dirt or something like that. He might take the base, but we don't want to run out of an out when we got the wind howling like it is.
And that one just missed, ball four, and another walk. That puts two runners aboard now for Marshall Lipsy.
Looks like the pitcher wanted that call.
Yep, didn't get it. And Marshall Lipsy going to be hitting for Terry Schultz.
Marshall's the one that hit our double last time.
Yes, he did.
Let's see if Marshall can square a ball up again here. Have one fall.
And next pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0. And a pie for a ball. 2-0.
Yeah, Doug, he keeps trying to paint a corner with that slider. He's missing more and more up.
Next pitch. And he's going to pop that one. Foul, out of play. And a pie for a ball. It's 3-1. And now Bernal, danger of walking the bases loaded. Kind of surprised. No activity in the Coastal Bend bullpen yet.
Yeah, I don't know where they have him. But he, like I said, he's got that double play, which saved him earlier in the inning. Hopefully we can take advantage of this.
And line drive base hit. And Climby, rounding third. He's coming home. He will score. It's an RBI single for Marshall Lipsy. And that'll make it 2-0, Buccaneers.
Marshall did a good job staying back and waiting for that slider to get to him. Pulled in right field just like he needs to.
And now that'll bring up Tony Vinars. And Tony is going to be batting for Amanda Coring.
Be interesting here, Doug, if we try to steal second base or not.
Yep. And pitch to Vinars.
Marshall has good speed.
Maybe taking for a ball.
Wait for an account.
Runners at the corners. Two outs here in the bottom of the third.
Has a good lead. There he goes.
And foul away. He's going to have to walk back. One ball and one strike.
Had a good jump on that one.
Yep.
Pitcher's watching. We'll be closer now. There he goes again.
And that time they're going to let it and throw down. And he's out of there.
Wow. Pitcher made a great jump. Throw.
Yep. And so that'll end the inning. So in the inning, we had one run, one hit, no errors, and two left on. And we will go to the top of the fourth inning. Bucks lead it 2-0. And so that means no winner here. So that means we will, in our next game, it'll be worth $80 worth of gasoline back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836 836-
4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
And we return here to the top half of the fourth inning. Buccaneers with a 2-0 lead. Doug Brown and Kevin Bossy with you here on KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM. And, of course, on our website at KWHI.com, wherever you happen to be listening to us. We're glad you're along for the ride here. And for Coastal Bend, it'll be Derek Ruiz, Eduardo Sines, and Roberto Olguin here against Davenport.
First baseman, number 35, Eric Ruiz.
Yeah, Doug, Davenport's done a good job keeping the ball down, getting ground balls.
Certainly
out in the strike zone.
And the first pitch is in there for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one's a high chopper. McGinnis got to hurry. Throw to first and got him.
That's the third ball they hit when you say high chopper. Right in front of the plate.
Really, you have to see
high choppers.
You have to really be here to see it, that those things are really bouncing high.
I don't know why he didn't come out of the box very hard. He was not trying to get down the line very hard.
And that's going to bring up Eduardo Sines. Sines hit into a double play last time up.
See if we can continue this roll here.
And down low ball.
It's almost like infield pop-ups. The hops were
taking. It'll take like the bounce right in the front and then just all of a sudden shoot way up there.
No, it is bouncing off that turf.
And that one foul away, 1-1. And next pitch. Wow, that was another really close one.
Yeah, it looked good. That was a breaking ball. Did not get the call.
Two balls and one strike on the Sines. Davenport. That one, fastball in there for a strike, and it's 2-2. And down low for a ball. And the 2-2 pitch. Down low, and actually that must have been ball four.
Yeah, ball four. It didn't.
That just the first walk issued by Davenport. And that'll bring up Roberto Olguin, the catcher.
Get back on that roll and get one of those high hoppers again.
And Pitchy fouled that one off. Like off his knee there.
Yeah, it looks like it. Inside of his knee. With all the padding they wear now, I guess that one. Hitting the spot where there is none.
Yep. I'm trying to rub it and shake it off. Davenport ready with the 0-1. And bounced up there, gets away from the catcher Gonzalez, and that allows Sines to head off to second base.
Yeah, it's tough by ball, breaking ball in the dirt. Ethan tries to get around and keep in front of him, kind of flex off to his right.
in, swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes. And pitch by Davenport. That one is going to be a ground ball, the second. And McGinnis throws on to DeFury at first, and that's two away. And Nick Reyes, the batter.
Batter does his job, hits ground ball to the other way, moves the runner over to third. Fortunate thing for the Bucks, we're one out away, one ground ball away from getting out of the inning.
Wow. Wow. That one actually, the bat, they broke the bat on that one.
Can't say I've ever seen that. Broke it at the handle.
Yeah.
An aluminum bat. Wow.
And so Reyes will have to go for another bat. I mean, to break an aluminum bat, I mean... That takes talent there.
Yeah, that's one of those Marucci. But, again, if that would have been a wood bat, it would have shattered it.
Yeah. And next pitch, taken for a ball. It's 1-1 on Reyes.
He held on to the handle, too.
Yeah. And next pitch outside, 2-1.
I don't know if I've ever seen that with aluminum bat. Like I said, it broke it about 6 inches up off the knob of the bat.
And pitch is a strike called. It's 2-2.
Came in with the slider on his hands again. Not sure he wants to punish his hands by swinging at it.
And that one is going to be a base hit. That's going to go into right center, and it's going to bring in a run for Coastal Bend to cut the lead to 2-1 now on the RBI single.
Coastal Bend shortstop number 9, Philip Hummel.
Got to give that hitter credit. He stayed in there, and they came in on his hands again, and he did what he needed to and hit the line drive.
And now Dylan Hummel, the shortstop, he struck out his first time around. And pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. And down low for a ball, 2-0 count now.
All right, Lucas, step away, think about it, and come back with a strike here.
2-0 pitch. And check his swing. Home plate umpire says he went around. And it's 2-1.
Doug, you see the hitter turn around and look at him like, asking, like, what are you talking about? I think if there was a review of that, it would not have gone around on that.
Yeah. And that one, another high chopper over third base. Climb, he gets it across to DeFury. And that will tie the side, but Coastal Bend in the inning comes up with one run on one hit. There are no errors and one left on. And we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. And it is Buccaneers 2, Coastal Bend 1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings.
Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
All right, as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning, and Bernal's still out on the hill for Coastal Bend, and he'll be looking at the bottom of the Buccaneer batting order, Tony Vinars, Cord DeFury, and Ethan Gonzalez. And it's time now for our Whataburger recap. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And Vinars steps in here, and the first pitch is up high for a ball. And we got the scoring start in the bottom half of the second inning. Cade Climie led it off with a single and came around to score an RBI double by Marshall Lipsy. And the next pitch is a strike. Then the Bucks would get another run as Climie drew a walk, and then Lipsy would eventually get him home on an RBI single, make it 2-0. And then Coastal Bend, as pitch is up high. And Coastal Bend scored their run in the top half of this inning. Eduardo Sines drew a walk, and then Nick Reyes singled him home. And that's where we stand right now, 2-1. And Bernard sent this one high and foul deep ball. And foul. He turned on that one.
He didn't quite get all of it. Kind of hit off the end of his bat, yep. But a little bit too much ahead of that.
And two balls, two strikes. And next pitch, blown away, and it's 3-2. Well, this one is in the left field base hit for Vinars, and he's 2-for-2 in the game.
Had a ground ball, found a hole.
And Coy DeFury walked his first time up.
We stay out of a ground ball double play here, Doug. I think this is an inning we're going to pick up a couple.
And that one is ground ball to second. They go to short, get the lead runner, but DeFury will reach. Be a fielder's choice. And Gonzalez tried to check his swing. Umpire says it went around. And so it's 0-1.
Yeah, it looked like they did fool him on that. He went around. Again, he started him off with that sweeping slider.
Throw to first. And back in safely is DeFury. Down low ball, and the catcher there making sure to keep it in front of him. And next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-2.
Yeah. Doug, I see they do have a right-hander tossing in the bullpen. Just went down and started throwing. I don't know if the pitch count's coming up on him. Or...
And next pitch is taking four balls. He's had some walks mixed in here, so that may have run his count up.
Yeah, with the walks, pitch count's gone up, but fortunately, for his sake, right, he's been able to get out of these innings with some ground balls or some hard-hit balls hit right at people.
And 2-2. And this one back to the pitcher, and Bernal going to go to second for one.
Oh.
And they're going to call the out at first. He dropped the ball, but the umpire ruling that it was when he was doing the exchange from the glove hand to the ball hand. So another fielder's choice. And two down now, and Tanner Reeves the batter. Reeves is 0 for 2. Both times has flown out to center field.
Yeah, no, he's hit two hard line drives right to the center fielder. Maybe he can hit it one way or the other now and get one to fall.
Yep.
With two outs and people with runners going, I think that we could hopefully score one.
And so this one, a high fly ball out to left, and that's going to hook foul. And an 0-1 count.
As much as that ball looked like it was going to be out of the yard foul, it ended up landing in foul territory inside the fence. Shows you what the wind is actually doing.
Yeah. Swung on and missed, and 0-2.
I think Tanner was looking for a fastball there, and he got that breaking ball again.
And that one is going to be sent out to left field, and it'll be a base hit for Reeves. And yeah, put two runners aboard now for Bishop.
Good piece of hitting by Tanner there, just to stay back and let the ball come to him and go the other way with it.
And Bishop 0 for 1 walked his last time up. And pitches outside for a ball. Oh, he's
come on.
Appeal to the base umpire says he went around. That was not a good call.
I was wondering what they were appealing. Wow.
And a 1 count. And Bishop swings and misses, and now he's falling behind 0-2.
Go, Bishop.
Hey, Brandon, just settle in and put a ball in play here. Make Coastal Bend make a play to get him out.
And outside, and it's 1-2. And I'm going to pop this one up. Catcher and the first baseman both giving stays. And it's the first base. With the extra foul territory here, he hauls it in, and that'll be out number 3. So in the inning, no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and a couple runs left on. We go to the 5th inning. Bucks lead it 2-1 over Coastal Bend. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies, located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeggerToyota.com.
All right, as we come back here, we go to the top of the fifth inning. We've just got some breaking news as the Blinn Buccaneer softball team has won game one of their doubleheader. That's career win number 999 for Coach Rick Church. They win the second game, career win number 1,000. What a milestone. And
incredible milestone these days for Coach Church to get that many wins. And very fortunate to have him here at Blinn.
Yeah, and the majority of those wins coming right here at Blinn College.
Exactly. He's a good man and runs a good program.
I think he's the if I'm not mistaken, he's the longest tenured coach on the coaching staff. And pitch is swung out and missed.
I would bet that he is the longest tenured coach on the Blinn coaching staff.
Yeah, this one going to be a ground ball in the hole, pass to diving McGinnis, and it'll be a base hit for Hernandez to lead off the top of the fifth. And if we get a final in on that second game, because we'll be here for both of these games, when we get a final on that second game, we'll be sure to let you pass that along. If indeed the Buccaneer softball team does get that win and gives them number 1,000.
Who are they? I think they're playing at San Jack today.
No, Alvin today.
Oh, at Alvin today. Okay.
And pitches outside. They had San Jack on Wednesday.
Okay.
And ground ball to third. Wide throw by Climby. And McGinnis couldn't handle it. And the runners are going to be safe.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. That was a scripted double play ball.
I mean, that's one of those should have been around the horn, just a wide throw.
And I think would have had plenty of time to get the runner out at first, but was throwing away at second base.
So now two on, and that'll bring up Tyler Mills. Third error of the game on the Bucks. Mills showing bunt. Yeah, lays down a beauty down the third base line, and Climby slipped on the grass. And he's going to be safe.
Great bunt down the line, but nowhere bunting, and we need to just make a play. But like you said, he slipped on that one, so.
And so that'll bring him Harold Laraquente and Thomas Cullen. We're going to have a visit from the pitching coach.
Yeah, Coach Weaver, I guess he's going to come out and tell him, keep getting ground balls, we're going to make a play. Davenport's doing his job as far as continuing to get the ground balls.
Yeah, just now got to play the defense behind him.
Where is Coastal Bend in their lineup now? Is this?
They are in the this is the number two hitter in their lineup. Pitches a strike call on Laraquente.
Going to still play back up the middle, try to turn double play, playing in on the corners, go home first if we can, depending on where the ball's hit.
This one to DeFury, and he's going to go home and get the lead runner, throw to first, double play!
There we go. Got the double play. Exactly what needed to happen there.
3:23. You called it, Kev. And two outs there. And that's also a great play by DeFury because it keeps that tying run from coming home. That's the two outs now with Ruiz batting. Runners at second and third.
Yeah, no doubt, right? That's I guess we get the double play, but get to give up a run.
And that one is a high fly ball, and that one is going to be out of here. A three-run homer for Ruiz.
That's not what we wanted.
Definitely not.
That's where those two errors come back and haunt you. Like I said, we didn't walk them on. We just let them on.
And that will make it now 4-2 Coastal Bend. With Eduardo Sines to bat. And next pitch taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. And this one, opposite field. Is it going to stay fair? It is. It's up against the fence. And that's going to be a double for Sines.
Yeah, Coastal Bend seeing the ball well, getting two balls now hit up in the air, get them to fall. One home run.
And now Ogie in the batter.
Still just a ground ball, fly ball from getting out of the inning.
And pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Swung and a miss.
It's two breaking balls there. Hopefully he can. Get another one to land and get that out.
And that one fouled away. One ball and two strikes. And another one fouled away.
Hitter doing a good job fighting these pitches off, fouling them off.
Runner takes his lead, and strike three called. And that'll retire the side, but in the inning, Coastal Bend comes up with three runs on a three-run homer by Derek Ruiz, and they have taken the lead 4-2. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Let's see if we get the Buccaneer bats to go to work. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537, to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
move on to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And for the Buccaneers, it'll be the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Connor McGinnis, Kate Climie, and Caden Ferraro against Marley Bernal. As our scores change, with Coastal Bend hitting the 3-run homer in the bottom of the inning, Cougars now lead this one 4-2 after the Bucs have led for the majority of the game.
Yeah, Doug, with this third round going through our lineup, right, hopefully our boys can pick up a couple of those runs. We don't have to have them all back, but it'd be nice to get two back this inning.
And Connor McGinnis, the batter. McGinnis 0 for 2 with a fly ball to center and then hit into a double play his last time up. And first pitch takes for a ball, 1-0. Up high for a ball, and it's quickly 2-0.
Coastal Bend still, I guess, whoever was throwing in the pen earlier is not, so let's see what they do.
And next pitch taken for a strike. And strike called, 2-2. And trying to check his swing. Appeal to the first base umpire. He says no swing. And so it'll be a full count now on McGinnis, 3-2.
I don't know if they're worried about the swing or just a flat out strike that they missed.
And a pie ball 4, and McGinnis draws the leadoff walk.
All right, we got the leadoff man on. Let's get this one back.
And climbing the batter here. He's been on base both times with a single and a walk. He's also scored a couple of runs. And pops this one down the line, hooking, and it's going to be caught. Meanwhile, McGinnis is going to tag and go to second.
Good play by the right fielder there.
Yeah.
Did he catch it in foul territory or not?
I think he caught it inside just inside the fair line.
Good thing is, I guess, from our perspective, is Connor was able to get to second base on that. It's not a ball you typically are going to see, but with the wind blowing, the right fielder was able to get to it.
It's Kid Ferraro, the batter now. And that one, he swung through, and it's 0-1.
Ball was out of the zone.
And outside for a ball. Over toward the bullpen area for the Cougars. Down the right field line. That'll make it 1-2 on Ferraro. Ferraro walked his last time up. And pitches inside for a ball. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Coastal Bend leading the Buccaneers 4-2. Bernal checks base runner, and that one is going to be a base hit in the right field by Ferraro, and they're going to put the stop sign on over third.
Yeah, that's kind of an iffy play. I said with the throw, you think we would have scored, but we're holding them up. Going to play it safe here.
And Marshall Lipsy has driven in both of the Buccaneer runs today. He's got a double, a single, and two RBIs.
Just have to stay out of the pop-up and the ground ball double play here. Lipsy's got good speed. It's going to be hard to turn him over, but somehow we need to get this run across.
And next pitch inside for a ball.
I don't think Caden's going to try to steal second. But a ball in the dirt, kicked away from the catcher, would help.
And next pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 count on Lipsy with one out here in the bottom of the fifth.
All right, Marshall, hit something hard.
And trying to check his swing, and pitch gets away from the catcher. And coming home to score is McGinnis. That'll make it a one-run game.
We'll take it. Ball didn't go away that far. The catcher didn't quite see it and find it in time. And smart for Connor to read that and come on in.
And also, Ferraro ends up at second base. And so now Lipsy can just get a hit here. He might be able to tie this one back up again. And a pie for a ball. 3-1 now on Marshall Lipsy. But Tony Vinar is due up next. And swung on and missed. Three balls, two strikes.
Marshall's seen enough of those sliders. He's going to have to get a better swing on this one.
Bernal's pitch, up high, ball four, and Lipsy draws the walk. That'll bring up Tony Vinars now. And that's going to bring a visit out to the mound.
I don't see they have anybody throwing in the pen, Doug. I think this is only a visit, even though I would guess that his pitch count has gone up. Doesn't even have anybody going down to the pen to throw.
Yeah. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Colts have been leading at 4-3. And now it looks like they're going to get some activity going.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it was a big hurry to get down there. All of a sudden, everybody's going.
And I'm probably going to break up the conference.
What, Tony's gotten two hits today?
Yes, he is. Two for two. And they could definitely use another hit here.
Tony! Just need Tony to keep things simple here. Put it in play and get the runner over. Get him in.
Runners first and second. Bernal checks on the runners and the pitch. And Bernard takes it outside for a ball. Nice pitch. Outside again, and it's 2-0.
pitcher wanted that one called strike. Shaking his head.
And that one outside for a ball. It's 3-0.
Finally got a lefty actually tossing down the pin.
And there's pitch, ball four, and that is a walk. That'll load the bases now. We're still only one out in the inning. And Coy DeFury, the batter. DeFury's been on base twice, and a walk and a fielder's choice.
Got a righty and a lefty throwing now.
Yep.
No coach visit, so we're going to see. I'll let him ride.
Up high, four ball, and 1-0 count.
Last four pitches, Doug, have been nowhere close. Last five pitches.
And next pitch in there for a strike, and makes it 1-1.
Corey was probably taken until he got a strike, so he may have the green light here, pretty sure.
Check swing. Umpire says no, and something like a 2-1. Ball. That was awfully close there.
We'll take it.
Yep.
Looks like a good pitch.
Absolutely.
Pitcher shaking his head, doesn't know where it's at.
And next pitch is a strike.
Pretty sure he's going to come back with the same pitch right there was a fastball.
Swung on and missed. And DeFury down on strikes. It's two away now. And brings up Ethan Gonzalez.
Actually, I think we're going to have a pinch hitter.
Oh, we are. All right. And so, yeah, Cash Durkin will bat.
I think they want to go a righty-lefty matchup. So, right-handed pitcher. See if Coastal Bend stays with it. I think they are.
No movement from the dugout. Durkin with a big RBI opportunity here. And pitch for him is a strike, and it's 0-1.
All infielders playing back, not even holding any runners on, so... I should be able to get a good jump on any ball hit.
And bounced up there. Gets away from the catcher. And coming in to score is Ferraro. And that will tie it back and tie it up at 4-4.
Yeah, no, he read that ball in the dirt straight away and kicked off to the right and got a good jump and easily scores.
And so also Lipsy and Bernard's move up.
Looking for the same thing. Pops it happened here. Throw another ball in the dirt. Lips got good speed.
Up high for a ball. 2-1 count now on Durkin. Swung and missed. Two balls and two strikes. Yeah. And Durkin swings and misses, and he's down on strikes to retire the side. In the inning, though, the Buccaneers do come up with two runs on one hit. No errors and two left on. We go to the sixth inning, all tied up at four apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And back we go. And Kevin now stepping aside. We're glad he could help us out today. And
We
welcome in our buddy TL, Tommy Langing, joining us now. And welcome aboard.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wish I'd have been here at 2, but oh, my goodness. But it's all good. I'm here now, so that's all that matters.
Yep.
I get to sit and enjoy some baseball.
Yep, and we got a new pitcher here for Buccaneers. That is going to be Cody Pfeffer from Belleville, Texas, coming in. And Pfeffer coming on in relief here, and this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance. And hit off his foot or
no? What? No. He was out of the batter's box and he ran into the ball. And I even saw that. Great call by the umpire.
Yeah, right on top of that. And Dylan Hummel, the batter now. So one out here for Pfeffer in the top of the sixth. We're all tied up at four apiece. And swung on a miss, 0-1.
That's an easy out there, Doug.
Yeah.
Pitchers love those.
And this one going to be fouled away. No balls, two strikes. Pfeffer on in relief of Davenport, who went the first five innings. And next pitch up high for a ball.
The one nice thing I'm going to say about Coastal Bend, I like the uniforms.
Yeah, that powdered blue is really
cute. Powdered blue is
really
cute.
Nice. Yeah. And outside for a ball. It's 2-2. Hello. Our favorite senator.
Oh, the senator, yes.
Over here checking out the action, rooting on the Bucks. And that one back up the middle, and that is going to scoot through for a base hit.
That's a nice effort there by the second baseman, but just a little out of his reach. Ball hit really well up the middle.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk to the senator, see if Jim will give us some passes to the car wash.
There you go. And Derek Hernandez, the batter. And he'll take the first pitch for a strike. And it is 0-1. Oh, swung and a miss. Got him to chase one in the dirt. And it's 0-2. Pfeffer comes set. Bounced that one in front of the plate, and he swung and missed at it.
Totally fooled.
Yeah.
Great curveball there by Cody Pfeffer.
And so two down now. They'll bring up Jackson Mobley. Mobley 0 for 2 in the game, but last time up he did reach on an error and score a run. And man bounced up there and hit him. And so Mobley will take the trot on down to first. And so they'll put two on and two out now. And they'll bring up the Cougars' leadoff man, Tyler Mills. Pitch from Pfeffer. Mills way out in front of that.
Another one of that really, really good curveball there by Cody Pfeffer.
And that one, line drive right to the shortstop, Tony Vinars. And that's out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth, all tied up at four apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds. From the Sports Friends.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. Your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks. For automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And back we go here. Yeah, looks like we got a new pitcher for Coastal Bend.
I was running my mouth, Doug. I'll get the number here in a second. So,
as Bernal's day is done. All right, scoring wise, it is 4-4. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Game one of this doubleheader. Now, this is scheduled for 7. However, if we do go into extra innings in this first game, then the second game will become a 7-inning game. And due up for the Buccaneers in this city.
Is that a 13, I think?
Okay, and that would be Ruben Rendon.
I believe that's where we're at.
All right, so Rendon coming on. And he'll be looking at the top of the Buccaneer batting order, Tanner Reeves, Brandon Bishop, and Connor McGinnis. Reeves 1-for-3 in the game with a single. And takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And that one just missing a ball, and it's 2-0.
What a what?
And next pitch in there for a strike. And it's a 2-1 count now on Reeves. And he sends this one a high fly ball out to center. That one is going to drop. And get over the center, bounced over the center fielder's head. Reeves is going to end up at second base with a double.
Ball hit really well, Doug. Hit it on the nose in the right center field. Knew the center fielder wasn't going to catch up to it. Right fielder had no chance. Easy double there for Tanner Reeves.
And now that's going to bring in Brandon Bishop.
I was kind of hoping we'd get to Tanner the previous inning.
Yeah. And Bishop 0-for-2, but has drawn a walk today. Squares away to bunt. Oh, and he pops this one up right to the catcher. And that's out number one.
Back to Reeves just for a second. He's got that smooth left-handed swing.
He sure does. And so Connor McGinnis, the batter now. McGinnis 0-for-2, but last time up he walked and came around to score a run. Left-handed hitting second baseman. He's got a runner at second and only one out. Reeves representing the go-ahead run. And next pitch is a strike. Swung on and missed. And it is 0-2.
Go, Connor.
They're bringing those curveballs, aren't they?
They certainly are. Bucks have seen very few fastballs today. It's been a lot of breaking stuff in there. And that one outside, and it's 2-2.
And go back to Reeves for the last time. He got a fastball and drove it. Did just what he needed to do.
Swung on and missed. And McGinnis down on strikes. And that'll be two away now. And bring up Cade Climey. Climey's been on base twice with a single and a walk. And he scored a couple of runs. Last time he was up, he drove the right fielder all the way back to the wall and made the catch just in front of the wall. And fouls this one away.
Came with curveball again.
Yep. And next pitch is a ball.
Hey, good job. He laid off that curveball this time.
And down low a ball. Two balls and one strike.
Go down.
And this one, a ground ball foul up the third baseline. Two balls, two strikes on Cade Climbing. Rendon checks the runner. And bounced up there a ball. 3-2 now. Climby fouling that one away again. That'll keep the count at 3-2. Bounce up there, ball four, and so a walk to Climbing. And that'll put two on now for Caden Ferraro. Ferraro flew out to center his first time up, last two times up, he walked, and then singled and scored a run. Got two teammates aboard with two outs, and the game tied at 4-4. And pitch is taken for a ball. Next pitch, ball two. Down low, throw back, and back in there safely is Reeves down there at second. And a 3-0 count on Ferraro with Marshall Lipsy due up next.
He hadn't come close with a curveball yet, Doug.
Not yet.
If he threw straight fastball, I'd really seriously think about.
And
then
one,
he came with it, but that's all right.
And that's strike one. Swung on and missed, and it's 3-2.
Let's go.
Ferraro looked like he was mad at himself for that one. And a 3-2, and he sends this one out to right center. And he caught it. Wow.
Unbelievable.
What a play there by the center fielder, Derek Hernandez. We're out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. Two left on. We go to the seventh inning. Still tied, 4-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader. Striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And on we go to the seventh inning. And it looks like we got a new pitcher out
there. We're going to get one. I'm going to get that number here in a second, Doug. I see a 5. It's either 15 or 25.
And
not 15. I believe it's going to be.
Right-hander coming in here.
And 35.
And
is that Bryson Dudley?
Yes, it is. Bryson Dudley coming on to pitch. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance. That's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance at 836-3613. And Dudley's first pitch is taken for a ball and is going to Harold Laraquinte.
He's got a big high kick.
Yep. And down low, balls 2-0. It'll be Laraquinte, Derek Ruiz, and then Eduardo Saenz. Next pitch from Dudley. Low again, and it's 3-0.
Go, B!
You are really good with those names.
I can't take full credit. Ross went down and got pronunciations for me before the game.
That's all right, but you do well. You do a great job.
And down low, ball 4, and Laraquinte draws the walk.
Just what you do not want to do with a leadoff hitter.
And next up is Derek Ruiz, and especially with him coming up, his last at bat, he hit a 3-run homer over the right field fence. And swung on and missed in its own 1.
Hey, you had him way out front on that curveball. Good pitch.
Yep. And that one high on the fastball. It's 1-1. Yeah, strike call. Throw down. And throw was high, but luckily.
Good job by the shortstop.
Yeah, Tony Vinars there, yeah. The shortstop, had to do a big leap there to keep that one from going out into center field.
That was a basketball leap.
Yeah. And pitch inside for a ball, 2-2. And unfortunately, he's a sophomore. Otherwise, Schumacher would probably be wanting to recruit him for next year.
Yes, for sure.
And that one is sent down the line, foul ball. The wind is really whipping out there.
I can attest to that. Now, when you see the wind kick up like this, and it was earlier, you know, it was really kind of warm also.
Oh, yeah. And that one up high for a ball. Three and two now. And Dudley with the next pitch. Foul away. That's going to hold the count at 3-2.
Thank you.
And Dudley checks on the base runner. And Ruiz has shot to second. Up with it is McGinnis. He throws on to first, and that's one away.
Runner moves up to third. I guess you could say he did his job.
Yeah. But. And it'll be Eduardo Sines batting now. Sines hit into a double play his first time up, but the last two times he's been up, he walked and scored a run and then had a double. And this one to third. Climby looks the runner back. Throw to first and gets out number two.
Good job there. Get the share out. Good job by Climby looking the runner back.
And now be up to Roberto Ogin to try to get that run home for Coastal Bend.
That's a big boy.
Yeah. And Ogin takes the first pitch for a strike. 0 for 3 so far on the afternoon. And next pitch, swung on and missed, 0-2. And yep. It got him on strikes, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Bucks need one run to try and win this thing. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
All right, so here we go, bottom of the seventh inning. And for the Buccaneers, they've got Marshall Lipsy, Tony Vernars, and Coy DeFury up to bat. And they are facing Rendon, Ruben Rendon, sophomore out of Corpus Christi.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh, the left fielder number 12, Marshall Lipsy.
And Lipsy's been on base all three times, had an RBI double, an RBI single, and drew a walk. And a pot for a ball. 1-0 count.
Go left.
Swung on and missed. One ball and one strike.
I can only imagine how that curveball looks to Marshall Lips.
Yeah.
It looks ugly from up here.
And that one takes it up high for a ball. It's 2-1. swung on and missed on the fastball, and it's 2-2.
He had a rip.
Two balls, two strikes. And down low for a ball, 3-2. Game one of a doubleheader today. Swung on and missed. And he's down on strikes for out number one.
Shortstop number four, Tony
Vinars. Let's go, Tony! And so Tony Vinars, the batter. Vinars has been on base all three times, two singles and a walk.
Now you need a repeat.
Yep. And Vinars takes a strike, 0-1.
Oh, he came with fastball on that first pitch.
Yeah, surprising.
Little unusual.
Oh, one delivery, bounced it up there, and it's 1-1. And that one down low again, and it is 2-1. And swung and a miss, 2-2.
There came that curve again.
And bounce up their ball, and it's a full count now on Vinars, 3-2. Pops this one foul, out of play, and that'll hold the count at 3-2. Trying to check his swing. Base umpire says he did not go around, and so that's a walk to Vinars. And that'll be a base runner for the Bucks now, and Coy DeFury to bat. Pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And fouls that one back. No balls, two strikes. Pitch, and he takes it for a ball. Catcher coming back to ask the umpire where that one was.
I think just for a little bit there, I think DeFury was a little bit fooled on the pitch.
And, yeah.
And that happens to all of us. That happens to all good baseball players.
And next pitch down low for a ball. And it's 2-2 now.
Good job working the count even. Thank you.
Pitch by Rendon, and Fury pops this one. That is going to be... And it looked there. Just missed. Almost got it into the trash can.
I'm telling you, it was close. When they said heads up, I keep forgetting we got this little breeze right here.
Yep. Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. And pitch inside for a ball. It's 3-2.
And they look as though they're going to stick with Rendon. There's no one in the bullpen. Yeah.
And running going is ball four. And DeFury walks. And that'll put two aboard now. And
looks like, is that a pinch hitter?
Yes,
20?
It is. That is Braden Sprinsel.
Attention, please. Pinch hitting for the Buccaneers. Number 20, Braden
Sprinsel. Well, Sprinsel batting for the catcher, Gonzalez. Gonzalez had been 0-for-2 and reached on a fielder's choice.
And Coach Hart playing the percentages.
Yeah.
Right-handed pitcher coming with a left-hander.
All tied up at four apiece. Game-winning run down there at second base. Tanner Reeves would be due next. And Sprinsel takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0.
Two good shots here right now.
Yep. And that one taken for a ball. 2-0. In there for a strike. And bounced up there a ball. 3-1 count now on Sprinsel. One pitch, and he fouled that one off. 3-2. Sprinsel trying to hang tough. Send this one a high fly ball. Left fielder back. Makes the grab, and the runners are going to have to hold. And that's two down now.
All right, Tanner, let's go.
It'll be up to Tanner Reeves to try to get this run home, but we're going in extra innings.
Well, you got one of the key guys you want right there at the plate right now.
Exactly, Reeves. 2-for-4 with a single and a double. Swings and misses 0-1.
You're going to use my magic again?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about a walk-off?
Yeah. And a pie for a ball, 1-1. Thank you. Right, sends this one a high fly ball. Center fielder over, and it's going to hang up and make the grab for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. So we are going to the eighth inning, tied 4-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And back we go here as we head to the top of the eighth inning. And Bryson Dudley still on the hill for the Bucks, and we have a new catcher now. And
sorry about that, Doug.
Go right at him!
That's Ryan Williams. He is a redshirt freshman out of Cypress. And Dudley will be looking at Nick Reyes, Dylan Hummel, and Derek Hernandez. And with this game now officially into extra innings, that means our second game of the doubleheader will be a seven-inning game. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0.
Bucks, couple of pretty really good opportunities.
Yep.
With less than two outs on top of it.
And pitch is swung out and missed, and 1-1.
But that's why it's called a game of baseball.
Yep.
It doesn't always work out.
And next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-2.
I'd like to put a radar gun on this young man.
Yeah. He's coming
up there. Lively fastball.
And that one just missing, and it is 2-2. Ray is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. And sends that one foul out of play. Two balls, two strikes. And next pitch is a ball. It's 3-2.
Now we're in that situation. We do not want their leadoff runner on.
Got him. Missed. Got him on strikes. A good pitch there by Bryson Dudley. We'll bring up Dylan Hummel. Hummel 1-for-3 with a single. And takes the pitch for a ball. And sends this one a high fly ball out in the left. And making the grab there is Marshall Lipsy for out number two.
Number 7, Derek Hernandez.
And now Derek Hernandez is the batter. And wow. That looked like a pretty good pitch from up here.
Not bad.
Call the ball.
Not a bad pitch.
1-0 pitch. That's a ball, and it's 2-0. Hernandez 1-for-3 with a single. foul tip. 2-1. And a pie for a ball. Three balls and a strike. And a pie ball four. And so Hernandez draws the walk. And that'll bring up Jackson. Well, that'll bring up Jackson Mobley, the designated hitter. Mobley was hit by a pitch his last time up. We'd like to get Mobley here and not have to deal with the top of their order. Swung out and missed, and it's 0-1.
Had him way out front.
There's a pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-2.
He came back with the same pitch, Doug. Yeah. Fooled him again.
Runner going and pitches it up high. Throw down a second, and he's safe. Throw is offline.
Hernandez had a really good job. Good throw there by the catcher, just a tad bit late.
Yep.
Got the hand under the tag.
That swing and a miss. Got him on strikes. And that'll retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Still tied at four. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham. Providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop, Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105. Providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here, we're tied 4-4 with the Blinn Buccaneers and the Coastal Bend Cougars. Which has been kind of surprising because the two games they've had this week so far, the Bucks have run rule both games. But this one has been close. Makes you kind of wonder if Coastal Bend saved the best for today.
And it's in our ballpark.
Yeah. And so it'll be Brandon Bishop, Connor McGinnis, and Cade Climey, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for the Bucks. And takes the first pitch for a ball.
There
and
you go.
It's a leadoff hit for Bishop. And that'll bring up Connor McGinnis.
Okay, you got just exactly what you want. Got your leadoff hitter on base. Got your number three hitter up. Okay, Doug, I'm going to put it on you now. You're the coach. What would you do? You let him swing, or do you move your runner up?
I think in this state of the game, you got to do what you can to move the runner up.
Yeah, that I'm right there with you.
And no one won count.
Go, Cutter!
And takes the ball, running going, good. Throw down.
Good job.
And a stolen base by Bishop.
A great jump there by Bishop. Got in the second easy.
And pitch to McGinnis. Does that one a high fly ball? Center fielder going back deep. Off the fence. And they're going to hold him. He's running through the stop sign. Throw to the plate. And he is out. He didn't hold up. He ran. Bishop ran through the stop sign trying to score and end this thing, and in the end, and it took a great relay throw, and they made it.
And it was a great throw. I tell you what, it, not only that, Doug. We're going to go back one step. The center fielder did an outstanding job. He was not going to catch up to that fly ball, but it bounced off the wall, off the center field wall, got it off that hop, made a good throw to the cutoff man. The cutoff man makes. Great throw to home.
And now one out. Cade Climby, the batter. And first pitch to him is a strike, 0-1.
There goes your man.
And next pitch, taken for a ball, it's 1-1. And that one foul away.
Tommy a little upset with himself, just didn't quite catch up to that pitch.
And that one foul away.
Go, Nan, you good? Steve, one, let's go.
One ball, two strikes. Climby's walked twice and singled, scored two of the four Lynn Buccaneer runs this afternoon. And that one back up the middle, scoots through, base hit, and they're going to wave him home, and the throw to the plate is offline, and coming in to score is McGinnis, and the Bucks are going to walk it off. Cade Climby with a walk-off RBI single, and that is the game winner. Bucks win it 5-4 in 8 innings. And that will send us to the post-game show. And today's broadcast of Glenn Buccaneer Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Our post game is made possible by Plain North Architecture, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Odie Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai in Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, Gideon Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. Back with the post game until we hear these words from our sponsors.
Plain North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including full-service design and planning of workspaces, learning environments, and worship spaces. Celebrating 10 years in business, Plain North is dedicated to the innovative and economical design in and around Washington County. Plain North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is field ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Blinn Buccaneer and Lady Buccaneers baseball and softball teams this season. Our Buccaneers look strong and we're cheering them on to another successful season. We wish our Buccaneers a safe and strong victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County. One family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel. We make it personal.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at texasfarmcredit.com/Brenham.
All right, back we go here. And the Bucks win this one 5-4 in 8 innings in game number 1. And we got, of course, game number 2 of the doubleheader coming up. But going back to this one, now this also with the win guarantees that the Bucks have taken the first 3. And now they can settle in and go for the sweep here in game number 4.
There you go. No doubt about it, Doug. You had a great situation, you know, there in the 8th inning. You had the middle of your order. I mean, the top to the middle of the order coming up. And you got a runner on base. I think, as you said, Bishop ran through the stop sign.
Yeah.
And everything went perfectly. A great play off the wall, great cutoff throw. You couldn't have asked for anything better. But, you know, then you get your four-hole hitter, and he comes up and drives it up the middle.
Yeah.
And scores easily.
So yeah. And
big win for the Bucks.
Yes, it is. And so now, as we said, we get ready for the second game of the doubleheader. And we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll name our John Breeden star of the game as well as our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. Do we hear these words from our sponsors?
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust, DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
Ian Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Hyundai of Brenham boasts an extensive inventory designed to cater to a diverse range of driving preferences and needs, from sleek, fuel-efficient sedans to spacious SUVs. Their selection is equipped to please. They're conveniently located, making it easy for you to stop by and discover your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball-softball season. They believe in fostering community spirit and supporting local teams. Drop by at 1710 and Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers.
And back we go here, and it's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game, and this young man had a big game, two hits, two walks, but the most important hit was the very last one he got.
I tell you what, Kate Climby, and, you know, he got a pitch, drove it right back up the middle, a shot right back up the middle, and center fielder was going to have to throw a bullet, but easy score there from second base. Kate Climby, great job, great day, great afternoon.
Yep. And Climby, our John Breeden star of the game, brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. This came back in the second inning. It was Marshall Lipsy who, when trying to break through a scoreless tie, came through with an RBI double to score Cade Climby with the first run of the ball game. And that'll be our drive of the game, sponsored by Hyundai of Brenham. Drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of vehicles, flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, SUV, or truck, we have something for you. Our dedicated team's here to assist you every step of the way, ensuring that you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit us at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why we're the preferred choice of drivers in our community. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, as we come back up here one more time, our final score in game number one, Bucks win it 5-4. And what's the old Ernie Banks? Is Ernie Banks saying, let's play two?
Let's play two.
And
great. One of the greats
yep.
to ever play the game.
So Bucks win it 5-4 in 8 innings. So we're going to take a break and send you back to the studios for some music. And then when we're ready for game number two, we'll break back in and be back with that. In the meantime, from out here at the ballpark, Doug and Tommy, and we'll see you a little bit later, everybody.